With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, October 20th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we get the football postseason started off right in Class A. Galen Catholic heads to Britt, a long trip to North Central Iowa, to take on the third-ranked Eagles of West Hancock in the round of 32. We'll have all the action with pregame coverage at 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Join us right here on KLEM Radio for all the coverage as Galen renews an old playoff rivalry with West Hancock. Again, pregame's at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. We'll have comments from Coach Jeremy Schindler at about 6:40. Catch all the action of high school postseason football right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Yesterday, we were able to get a couple more participants to the state cross-country meet from Plymouth County as the 1A and 2A state qualifying meets took place around the state. We'll first go to the 1A state qualifying meet in Spencer. On the girls' side, the Hinton girls have qualified for state for the first time in program history. They finished as runner-up as a team, scoring 52 points, just 2 points off, 2 points off the meet winner in Woodbine. Congratulations to Coach Hoffman and the Blackhawks on qualifying for the state tournament. The state meet in Fort Dodge. Kyra Peters was seventh, a time of 21:07.27, and Ava Lang placed in the top 10 to medal as well, 21:20.93. Now, those two would have been in regardless of how the team did, but because the team qualified, so did Cadence Peters, who finished in 11th, Casey Allen in 13th, and Reese Regier was 23rd for the Blackhawks. That's a really, really good showing as a team, and hence why the Blackhawks are qualified for the state meet for the first time in program history. Other Plymouth County area runners, McKenna Luch, Remsen St. Mary's only runner. She finished in 29th, time of 24:48.06. Audrey Etter had the best finish for MMCRU in 37th, a time of 25:12.46. It was Jocelyn Burgett of Akron Westfield in 43rd, a time of 25:42.61. And Galen Catholic's best finish came from Paisley Tesh in 57th, a time of 27:16.57. But again, congratulations to the Hinton girls on qualifying for state. On the boys' side of the meet, Woodbine and Sibley Ocheden were the team qualifiers to the state tournament, but Plymouth County will be well represented in the boys' 1A meet, and that's because Caden Gallus and Lucas Braun of MMCRU have qualified for the state meet, both placing in the top 10. Gallus finished in 4th, a time of 17:03.97. Really good run for Gallus. Lucas Braun finished in 8th, time of 17:55.85. And Gallus, of course, is a returner to the state cross-country meet. Lucas Braun getting there for the first time. Congratulations to both on making it to state. Caleb Bauer of Hinton, the next closest from the area, finished in 13th place, 18:27.91. Braden Weber had Galen Catholic's best finish in 39th, 19:59.69, and Noah Boy of Akron Westfield, the best finish there. He finished in 36th, just past 20 minutes. Congratulations once again to Caden Gallus and Lucas Braun on qualifying for the state meet. At the 2A state qualifying meet in Orange City, the girls' participants that are going to state, Unity Christian, Okoboji, and George Little Rock Central Lions, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, respectively. But Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson will send a girls' runner to the state meet for the second year in a row. Rachel Putz finished in 8th place, a time of 21:07.11. And again, the top 15 individuals qualified for the state meet at that state qualifying meet. Congratulations to Rachel on making the state tournament for the second year in a row. On the boys' side of that meet, the qualifiers are Unity Christian, Okoboji, and Spirit Lake. Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson came in 12th as a team with 322 points. The best finish for WCKP came from Devin Metcalf, 38th with a time of 19:17.48. Also getting under 20 minutes was Boston Baker in 48th. Complete state qualifying cross-country meet results are on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports scores and results page. And now to postseason volleyball from yesterday, where the Lamar's community volleyball team fell in a straight set contest in their regional final with 6th-ranked Lewis Central to unfortunately end their season. And while the scoreboard's going to show a sweep, the set scores would tell you a different story. Lamar's only lost the first set 25-23, lost the second 25-18, and lost the third 25-21, proving they could hang with a top team in the state. Head coach Jess Wallace says the Bulldogs had strong determination to prove they could compete at a high level.
The girls did awesome. They were ready to go when we came into the gym, but them playing that hard and having that close of sets against the number 6 team in our district, that says a lot about our team. It says a lot about their drive. It says a lot about how they can compete with these hard teams, and we didn't just say it, but we proved it out on the court tonight.
And the Bulldog offense went up against a front row for Lewis Central that could always put a 6-foot girl in the way, making attacks very difficult. Coach Wallace says that meant the girls had to change up their shots in order to work around that block.
Tonight, we really focused on line, and that really worked for us. Our serve receive passes were on point tonight, so we were able to get those in-system plays in. But just focusing on our line shot really helped us out tonight.
And Lewis Central came into the night hitting for a .250 efficiency on the season. Lamar's defense didn't really care and proceeded to get a hand on a large majority of Titan shots. Coach Wallace says the Bulldog back row was a strength all season.
I think that we have one of the best defenses in our conference and even in the district. We're not a very tall team, so we have to have a strong back row. But they were able to go after balls. Even if it wasn't close for them, they were making a move after it. Lewis Central has great hitters, and for us to even be able to get a touch on the ball says a lot about our defense.
And the Bulldogs are going to graduate 4 seniors off this year's team that broke a playoff losing streak and proved the program could win at a high level again. Coach Wallace says all 4 of them were great leaders of the program.
I've known Taylor Mackey and Sarah Brown for a really long time. I've actually been able to coach those too, especially Taylor over the last like 10 years. But not only those two, but Grace Van Otterloo and Lexi Hurd, they really came out this year and they showed everyone that they are leaders, that they're go-getters. They brought energy, they brought charisma every single practice.
And for the players that come back next year, they have some newfound confidence thanks to the success of this year. Coach Wallace hopes that confidence continues down the line into all players hoping to play for the Bulldog volleyball program someday.
I think that this brought a lot of confidence. Even though we lost tonight, it shows that we can hang with a number 6 team. I think that that will show the younger girls, not just our high schoolers, but middle schoolers as well, that volleyball is fun and we can compete and we can hang with the other teams. It just takes our mindset and determination.
And Lamar's ends their season with a record of 12-24. Lewis Central will advance to the region final and take on number 12, Bishop Heelan, on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at those postseason volleyball scores. Again, Lewis Central swept Lamar's. Bishop Heelan won. They swept Sioux Center 25-17, 25-20, and 25-22 in Class 4A, Region 1. In Class 3A Region 1, 3rd-ranked Western Christian swept West Lyon away, and they'll take on Forest City, who beat Esterville Lincoln Central in 5 sets. In Class 3A Region 2, 2nd-ranked Cherokee swept Clarion Goldfield Dows, and 15th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley beat Unity Christian in 5 sets. In Class 5A Region 2, 15th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln swept Sioux City West away, and 2nd-ranked Ankeny Centennial swept Iowa City West. In Class 5A Region 3, 12th-ranked Sioux City East, a winner in 4 over Sioux City North, and the Black Raiders will take on 3rd-ranked Waukee Northwest, who beat Ames 3-0. Those postseason volleyball scores, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com under the Sports tab. In the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. And now we go to the postseason schedule for today for high school football, the round of 32, taking place for 8-player through 2A. Let's take a look at some of those matchups and the regular season finales in the bigger class. In class 8-player postseason action, Harris Lake Park heads into Remsen to take on 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. Also out of the Hawks district, Boyer Valley is at Audubon. Woodbine is at 9th-ranked Lennox. In the Class A football postseason, our contest we're bringing you tonight on KLEM, Galen Catholic at 3rd-ranked West Hancock. Again, pregame's at 6:15. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Tri-Center will take on 10th-ranked Akron Westfield. That game's going to be at Jim Lorenzen Field here in Lamar's due to the renovations taking place in Akron. Kingsley Pearson River Valley is at MMCRU. And other games involving district foes around Plymouth County, Sibley O'Cheaton's at top-ranked St. Ansgar. North Union's at 2nd-ranked Woodbury Central, and South Central Calhoun is at Logan Magnolia. In the Class 1A football postseason, AHSTW is at Hinton. Their other district mates see Ridgeview at Emmitsburg. Shenandoah is at Otable Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove. And West Sioux is at 8th-ranked Trainer. In the 2A postseason, the district closest to us, Okoboji, is at top-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock. Cherokee's at 6th-ranked Kemper Catholic. Clarion Goldfield Dows is at 3rd-ranked West Lyon. And 7th-ranked Western Christian is at Esterville Lincoln Central. Make sure you are checking out KLEM1410.com tonight. We're going to have all the postseason scores from 8-player through 2A across the state on our scores and results page, as well as regular season finales for 4A, 3A, and 5A football around the area. And speaking of those contests, in Class 4A District 1 tonight, Lamar's Community is at Storm Lake. Spencer is at Fort Dodge. Sioux City West is at Denison Schleswig. In Class 3A District 1, Boyden Hall Rock Valley is at Carroll. Bishop Peelins at MOC Floyd Valley and Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Sioux Center. And in Class 5A, Sioux City North's at Dowling Catholic, Johnston's at Sioux City East, and Waukee is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And make sure you tune in tonight to postseason football, Galen Catholics at 3rd-ranked West Hancock in Britt. Pregame coverage starts at 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.